I love every single FA Cup final. I think everyone has the same feeling. I mean, butterflies in your stomach. And obviously this is going to be the biggest one out of the lot of them being played at Wembley. It's a dream come true, actually. And to lead, be the captain of Chelsea and to lead that team out and hopefully win an FA Cup with Chelsea would be an amazing feeling.
Despite everything you've already achieved in the game, this would be extra special.
While I'm still playing, I want to achieve as much as I can. And I think, yeah, FA Cup is a massive showcase for women's football. I'm obviously at a new club now with Chelsea. And it'd be nice, yeah, to have another club that I've led out and to win the FA Cup.
And a club that hasn't got a groaning trophy cabinet at the moment. Do you hope that this is the first of many?
I do hope this is the first of many. I think it needs to be. I think Emma's done really well to put a great team together. I think we've got great players. We've got great quality within our team. And I think as long as we believe and we stick to the way we know we can play on Saturday, I think we can get a great result from this game.
And how much are you as a captain helping the other players to prepare for this game?
I think just trying to use my experience, obviously, in past FA Cups and stuff like that. I think it's important that we don't let the whole occasion overwhelm the young players within the team. I think it is daunting. Obviously, to come to Wembley is going to be very daunting for a lot. I mean, it'd be my first time playing here as well. But I've managed to control myself in that sort of sense. And I think I love to play on the big stage. And if I can help them in any way, I will.
And how much does it help you and some of the other players in your team that you've had that big pressure at a World Cup and played in front of huge crowds and managed to achieve what you did in Canada?
I think it's just helped. I think in our team, we've got many players that have experienced that. We've got Juliet Flaherty, we've got Niamh Fahey. And obviously, we've been together at Arsenal and won many, many achievements there. And I think it's important that we obviously use our experience and our knowledge of all this stuff and playing in front of big crowds, and we help those players around us. If you look at it now, I think it was important that in the World Cup that we did well as an England team as well. And I think that's made a massive difference to women's football in this country. Just to see the amount of support we've had, the amount of people that are actually coming down now to watch the league games as well, which I think was important. All them gates have gone up, advertisement, I mean, it's going all out. And I think it will only get better.
Do you think that other players that saw England play at the World Cup will now be tempted possibly to come to play in the Women's Super League?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, it's a growing league. It's a great league to be in, and I think it is attracting a lot of international attention. And I think we just need to be cautious that we need to look after, obviously, our own players first and progress the league in that sense, because we're obviously working on grassroots and stuff like that, and we need to make sure we take care of our own. But I think, yeah, it is the way forward. For me, it's going to be an amazing feeling just to play here, and it'll be a memorable moment of my career. I mean, I've had many moments in my career, but I think this will be one of the memorable ones, and hopefully it's one with a win.